Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, my man Max 611's mind's like a weapon. Big brother R, off the new bubbles in R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who bark from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, someone joining the debate. We came to shake the state to the hear us out of space. Where opinions are expressed with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent for the team you love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets, the Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. When the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the convo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got the game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting hot, cause we turning up a notch. On the streets with the realest sports talk. We in the paint, meet the ass in the fields tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max 611 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.
All right, good evening. It's Monday evening between the hours of 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the Realest Talk in Sports. We are called In the Paint. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Good evening, all. I'm your host and also the moderator of the show, Rodney Jones. That's my name. That's right. I got it right this time. Also joining me as the man that created the show In the Paint, that'd be Mr. Mark A. Cunningham, a.k.a. on this show, known as... Max 611. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good. What's up, bro? How you doing?
All right. Hey, man, I'm just chilling. You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to get into more than a few topics as risen up on us while we were offline. And we'll try to get to that best we can as well. I see we got a couple of calls with their one has a hand up in the queue, and, well, there's the other one. We're going to bring them in shortly. So just you guys that's hanging on, just be patient, and we'll bring you on. First thing we're going to get is a little NBA, and then once Mac and I give our opening opinions about it, we'll turn it over to the two callers that are in the queue. NBA, is there some beef going there? What's beef? That's that rap song by Notorious B.I.G. Golden State Warriors seem... unbeatable at times, but this could possibly be a case of them self-destructing from within the organization, and it might be a thing down the line. Apparently, their forwards, one being Jaymond Green and Kevin Durant, is there beef between them? And also, will Durant leave in free agency? So let's get into this. Mac, I'm gonna start off with you, and then I'm gonna. Go after you.
Okay. First of all, it's funny to me. It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious because Kevin Durant is so sensitive. You know, Ralph Tresvant is playing. Sensitivity is playing in his world.
Wow.
Mariah Carey's Emotions and the Emotions song Emotions are playing. Carl Thomas, emotional, is playing in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to, you know, what happened was during the game last week, game was tied, couple of seconds left on the clock. Draymond Green got the ball, he dribbled crazily, lost the ball, you know, Durant called for the ball, and Draymond Green never gave it to him, and the ball wind up rolling off of Draymond Green and rolled out of bounds. They go into overtime, and they lost that game. You know, on the sidelines, they started arguing so much that Draymond called Kevin Durant a bitch. And
what?
Kevin Durant responded, "That's why I'm out." or that's why I'm gonna be out. Wow. As people said, if you look at the video, those were some of the words that you could see mouthed by both of them, and it spewed into the locker room, and it's alleged that also Draymond Green, he's a funny guy too. He told Kevin Durant, "We don't need you."
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now here's my thing. Draymond Green, after your series with one of the series against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, you called this dude after he lost. Yo, we need you. You called Kevin Durant. You were the first person to reach out to him and want him on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they all crazy, all soft, all whack. Only two guys I really respect over there. You know, I respect Draymond Green as a player. I respect Kevin Durant as a player. I respect Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They stay out of the fray and they do their thing. These two, Draymond's always in the middle of something, and Kevin Durant with his antics, you know, being sensitive about going to a team that, like, Draymond's right. We really didn't need you, but we got you, and you know, Kevin Durant is soft, so. I heard he yelled at a he cursed a fan out recently. Now I know that happens.
Oh, wow.
Players curse out fans. Kevin Durant's brother went to Instagram to defend his brother. Come
oh
on,
my
man.
God.
So now your brother using the burner account?
Wow.
And,
damn, that's crazy.
And I'm gonna end this with this. On my Twitter timeline and also my Facebook timeline, it was a lot of Knicks fans nutting all over themselves again, and I had to get a towel and wipe my Twitter.
Oh my
off.
God!
Because
wow,
whenever something happens, oh, Kevin coming to the Knicks. We don't know that, and
right.
I don't think he wants to come. I wouldn't want him here because he's soft.
Right.
And it wouldn't end well for a soft dude, you know?
No, I agree. My take on this whole thing with this beef and whatnot, it's ridiculous. You know, come on now. I mean, we're talking about two sensitive guys, obviously, because it's a loss. You guys are going to win. They act like they've never lost before. You understand? I mean, you have a great record, but damn, I'm just saying. My thing is, get over it. You understand? You have your little beef, get over it. Don't let it linger on. Now, here's the gimme gotcha in my eyes. You know, with this guy able to opt out and go, I'm talking about Kevin Durant, he's able to opt out at the end of the year and become a free agent. You understand? You don't want this to be an issue. I mean, if they're really serious about building a dynasty and talking about, you know, you're going to three-peat and possibly go on to more championships, having this guy Durant there obviously helps. Am I a fan of him? Obviously not. I never have been. You know, I was disgusted by that whole decision, you know, that free agent decision he made. But I'm beyond that now. I'm with the here and now. But what I'm saying is, if they truly want to build a dynasty worth talking about, okay, you gotta be on the same page. You understand? And get over that shit and move on. You understand? You can't. It's become a case of like egos. You know, whose ego is bigger and whatnot. You understand? It's like you know, they're having like a dick swinging contest. I mean, stop. Get over it. You understand? If you're really about wanting to build a true legacy and whatnot and be the dominant team in the NBA, you got to get over stuff like that. That's the bottom line. You understand? You know,
yeah.
It was funny when Draymond did say, you know, he called him a bitch. I do agree with that. I also agree with the fact. I also agree with the fact that they really don't need to win without them. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, to me, it's just funny, man. I'm just like, wow, yeah, he's right on both of those counts. Because they really don't need it. You understand? They really don't. So there's no shocker there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just ridiculous. But
you know what my response would have been when he said, that's why I'm out for Golden.
You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, it's just really, it was just ridiculous, man. You know, you really, they come off like, just like, as two girls, two little teen girls. You know, arguing. It was just silly. You grown-ass men. get over that shit and get back to the mission at hand, which is winning an NBA championship. That's it,
right.
Period. End of story. You understand what I'm saying? So get over that nonsense. And if Kevin Durant does leave, you know, I feel sorry for Draymond. I'm going to tell you right now, because he's going to bear the brunt of them, losing him. He's going to bear the brunt. There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be that moment where it changed. And nobody can tell me it's going to be that fucking moment where that whole argument and that's going to be the moment that changes that organization. They're going to be sorry. And Draymond's going to be the most sorry.
The fans are going to flip on him.
Oh, they're going to flip. They're going to make him probably leave. With that being said, let's get some callers in on this particular topic. First, we've got 9727. Welcome to the Paint Store. Please introduce yourself. Where you calling from?
It's Marshall from Owensboro, Kentucky.
Right.
And I got one thing quickly to say before you bring Chandler on.
Mm-hmm.
So did J.R. Smith just pass the bong to Golden State and then gave up the Hennessy? Because it sounds like this is what's happening.
Right. I hear you. Let me bring some other callers in. Hold on for a second. The last 4 digits is 1720. Welcome to the Paint Store. Please introduce yourself. Where are you calling from?
It's Sean of Val again. Hey, Marshall, how you doing?
All right.
We're calling from New Jersey. Listen, all I've got to say is Durant, he's like hanging veal. I mean, he's got a big set of piss flaps. Okay? Steve Ballmer paid $2 fucking billion for that fucking team. Steve Ballmer ain't going to put up with bullshit. Okay? Quit the fucking bullshit, play the fucking game, and there's no way he's going to the Knicks because fucking Dolan is not going to spend a fucking dime to fucking put a team on the field because he sells out every fucking game. And that motherfucker is just going to fucking sit there and collect his money and say, we sell out every game.
All right. Hold on, Sean. Let me bring another caller in here. The last 4 digits is 0044. Welcome to the Paint, sir. Please introduce yourself. Where are you calling from?
And Dom calling from Chicago.
All right. We got Chicago in the house. What's going on?
No, you know, just listening. And hearing everybody's opinion about Draymond and Kevin Durant.
Yeah. He's going to get blamed. If this guy, KD, leaves, he's going to get blamed. Big time. I don't give a fuck how hard you play. They're doing the hard work. They're going
to
flip.
I'm starting to get annoyed at Draymond anyway.
Yep. Right.
Seriously. I am. And, I have my opinion, but I think they need... Mm-hmm. They need Kevin Durant. If he leaves, it's a wrap for Golden State. It's no more championships after this. So, for people to think that they don't need KD, I mean, I'm trying to figure out when is the last time you've been watching the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they lost it when they had the big three, right? They lost.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to LeBron and Kyrie, right? So then the next year. They picked up KD. If they didn't pick up KD, they were going to lose again.
Yep.
Cleveland had them figured out. The whole entire league had them figured out. I even called it 2 years before they won the 79 games because I thought OKC was going to knock them out. But, it didn't happen.
They struggled with
them.
They struggled with OKC. 3-1.
It didn't happen. Yeah. So I don't know why people think Golden State, they're a good team, and I do like them, but they're supposed to win, actually, one championship, and then that was it. But OKC tricked it off. They messed that one up, and then that's when Cleveland won. If they didn't get Durant, we wouldn't be sitting there continuously talking about them winning championships and being – undefeated and unbeatable.
All LeBron wants to do is show that wherever he goes, he can win a championship.
That's everybody.
They won. He went to Cleveland. They won. Now he's going to go somewhere else. They're going to win. You know, come on.
Well, Sean, they are playing not to win.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss Val.
He's all about the marketing. LeBron. He's all about him marketing, and wherever he goes, we had this conversation last week, wherever he goes, fans will follow. They're following LeBron. So he's marketing, he goes to a different team, and they start buying up his jerseys. That's like that's just the way it
goes.
That's
a good point.
He doesn't really have any sense of true
loyalty.
He has loyalty to what's making LeBron money. That's my opinion.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Didn't say there was anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask Dom and everybody else this question. Since Draymond Green, he said he's not going to change. He knows he's emotional. He knows he can get on people's nerves, but he's not changing. Is he the guy you trade? And you tell Durant, you know, on the low, we're going to try to trade this guy because we want to keep you and we want to keep you, maybe Boogie Cousins if he's healthy, Clay and Curry together. But him, we can get rid of him.
Well, to me, Durant has a big set of piss flaps. So, you know, other than that, who's the better player? I don't follow the NBA. So, hey,
right.
Marshall, who's the better player here? Who do you keep?
There's no question Durant's the better player.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I would agree with that on my very uneducated opinion.
Right. I hear you, Sean. You know, definitely. I feel you.
Only reason why Draymond is acting the way that he's acting is because the organization lets him act that way.
Get away with it.
That's why. You know, Draymond is the type of person that I will punch in the mouth.
Okay.
I mean, he just got the hands put on him by Tristan Thompson, and he's still carrying himself like he's tough, and he's not tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did he get a reach around?
So where do you unload the dude?
Wherever.
So my thing is...
Go ahead, Dom.
You know, my thing is, you know, Golden State needs to put that man in check or get rid of him. Because I just wouldn't get rid of KD. That's dumb. I don't care about some dude always yelling and being emotional.
Right.
But
you ain't no heart of the team.
You want to keep the guy with a big set of piss flaps.
Not always. Because
not always.
He cost them a series. He cost them a championship.
Yeah, he did. That's true.
Who did?
Draymond Green.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he got suspended. He got suspended, Sean. And,
yeah, because they were up 3-1.
Right.
Yeah, they were up 3-1, and then they lost that series.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck do you lose a series when you're up 3-1?
Easy.
Well, because he wasn't there. Because he got himself put out the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, his head wasn't right, and he didn't play well after that.
Exactly.
Because he didn't get a reach around.
It's funny.
He went all Latrell.
He went all Latrell. Sprewell.
No, it's funny. John Starks said that he said Draymond Green wouldn't survive with the likes of Charles Oakley, Charles Barkley, Xavier McDaniel.
Oakley would knock him the fuck out.
Especially not Carl Malone.
He said those guys wouldn't put up with Draymond Green.
Would have knocked him the fuck out.
Yeah.
He said hands would be put on him.
Exactly.
But where do you unload the guy?
And for who?
Sacramento.
Yeah.
For who?
Send him to Sacramento.
For anybody. A cheerleader or two, maybe.
You know what? Get rid of Draymond and keep Boogie. Because Boogie wants a big contract. And then, you know, I don't think he's going to come back to Golden State if somebody offered him that $120 million or however. So I get rid of Draymond and keep Boogie.
Boogie's a better player. Boogie's a better player.
Way better player than him.
Way better. Way better than that guy.
If your motherfucking name is Boogie, you deserve to play basketball.
Oh, he be Boogie.
My name is Boogie. I play basketball.
That's his nickname. Yeah. It's actually it's DeMarcus, but the Boogie's
right.
his nickname.
Yeah, DeMarcus, exactly.
Yeah, very good ball player. You know what I'm saying? Very good ball player, no doubt about that, man. I'm trying to think.
Wait, did we talk about the big news?
I'm getting to that.
He's like patience.
I'm getting to that.
All right,
exactly.
I'm waiting. Because I got big news.
I'm getting to it. Hold on. With that being said, I'm going to do a little moving on. If you guys don't
mind. A little moving on,
exactly. We're going to go in the lane of Major League Baseball. At this time, the New York Yankees made a trade.
Yes, they did.
With the Seattle Mariners, and I don't know if I like this. They wound up getting James Paxton, who was the Seattle Mariners ace, for three prospects, one of them being Justice Sheffield. I don't know if
I'm thinking the Yankees made a mistake.
I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, let me just say this. While Paxton, he learned the trade, he seemed very enthusiastic about coming to the Bronx, and I give him credit for that. He seems like he wants to be here. Hopefully that will translate to success.
Can he pitch in New York?
Not only that. That's what I'm about to say pales in comparison to can he pitch in New York.
That's a $1 million question.
No, I got a $2 million one. How about this? Can he stay healthy? This guy's had 5 or 6 injuries in like 5 years.
Agree.
Okay, and he's 30 years old. You understand what I'm saying?
What?
So that's something that's a major concern to me. I don't know about anybody else on the line, but that's a concern for me. You understand?
That's a concern for me.
And I do understand what you just said about Kenny Pitcher New York. I just texted Mark right before the show, and I said, yo, I just hope he don't pull a flame out like Sonny Gray, to be perfectly honest. So let's see.
Yeah, Sonny Gray, Nathan Eovaldi, and who was the other one? Brown. We're not allowed
Brown.
To say his name. My wife issued a fatwa against him.
Oh, well, okay, well, gotcha.
There's still a fatwa against that guy.
Right.
Well, the Yankees are trying to win. They're trying to stay competitive with Boston. They need a lefty, so I'm not mad
Sheffield
at the trade.
Sheffield was a righty, wasn't he?
Not
yes,
left.
He is. Yeah, he's a lefty.
Oh,
but Justice Sheffield isn't ready, and you're trying to add pieces, so I don't mind the trade. I do understand, like R said, this guy has been injured before, so we'll see.
You know, Mark, you just said that they're in win-now mode. I mean, but damn, man, couldn't they come up with another plan besides – you know, I mean, you bring this guy. No, I'm being dead serious. You bring this guy over. That's fine. That's all well and good. But did you have to give up Sheffield though? I mean, damn. I mean, that's my only thing for. Damn, that's kind of a high price, bro.
And well,
I agree.
Maybe the league says, you know, we're gonna get the Yankees for all they got, whatever. And I understand that, but still, that's kind of a high price to pay. You know what
I'm
saying? I really think
if
that,
Sheffield
you know,
hasn't been brought up yet, he's been in the minors. Let me finish. He's been in the minors for
four
almost
years.
five years.
All right.
You know, you
is he ready?
He's not.
Is he ever gonna be ready?
Right.
At some point, you gotta be ready. Shit. I just think they pull the trigger too fast on this one, and that's just my. You know, own personal opinion, man, because I'm just like, a young dude, he's got great potential, and you get rid of him and two other, you know, prospects. Well, it's kind of.
Who were the other prospects?
I can tell you in a second.
Did they name them?
Yeah, they did. They named them. Mm-hmm. I can tell you in a second. This whole type. But what is it? Damn. Sorry, just bear with me for a second.
I'm holding my gonad.
My take on this thing is. If you're going to go for a pitcher who's over 30 and has multiple surgeries, why didn't you just sign Jacob DeGrom? But, again, that's just my opinion. I mean,
okay.
I think the
Jacob
Mets.
Jacob DeGrom should be wearing pinstripes from day one.
Well.
And I think R will attest to the fact that I said At the trade deadline, the Yankees should have gone after DeGrom.
They were.
Yeah, but,
you had to give up too much. What are you going to
give up
to get
them?
Yeah, the Mets wanted the price tag was too high.
The price tag was too high.
You know why the price tag was so high? Because the Mets don't really want to give DeGrom to the Yankees.
No, they don't.
It was going to be too high anyway.
If it was another team, they would have done it.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
And the answer to Sean's question, they got two prospects going to Seattle. Their names are Dom Thompson Williams and right-handed pitcher Eric Swanson.
They don't mean anything to me.
Basically. Exactly. Exactly.
A right-handed pitcher at Yankee Stadium is worthless.
Well, I can't deny that. Okay, I can't deny that. But I'm just saying, a 30-year-old guy who's often injured, and you know, we don't know if he could play in New York. I mean, that's to give up Sheffield. That's huge. That was huge. I don't think
that guy better put up 15 wins, 15-20 wins.
He's never had 15 wins in his life.
The 12
he had last year, and the 11 the year before.
I mean, the biggest thing for him last year was pitching a no-hitter. That was it. He did actually pitch a no-hitter. That was the biggest thing for him. Okay, so he's got that feather in his hat. You got a no-hitter. Okay, yay. But you know what I'm saying? But we'll see, man. We'll see. He had, what, a 3.76 ERA last year, and he had a 208 strikeouts, and he was ranked ninth in strikeouts. But still, it could be one season. It could be a flash in the pan. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not liking it.
But this guy could get traded before the trade deadline next year.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't like this deal.
How many more years has he signed for?
I don't even know. I think he comes up at free agency maybe after 2020.
So they got a pitcher for 2 years. And they gave up a top prospect.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking deal is that?
I don't like it.
You gotta give up something to get something.
They didn't have to give him up, though. They could have gave up somebody else.
What do we do with CeCe?
CeCe is pitching.
Yeah,
CeCe will be there.
This is last year.
That's what I think.
Well, he's going to keep pitching one-year contracts.
Nah, this is
as long as CeCe wants to play, he'll get a one-year deal.
Nah, he already announced it. This is his final season. He announced it. This is it for him.
That's
right.
This is
final. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I think you got one more season out of him. That's it.
That's it. And that'll be the upcoming one, 2019. You know what I mean? So that's it. Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing with the starting pitching next year? We have Savvy.
Yeah, you got Masahiro. You got CC. And you got Paxton.
Yeah.
That's four.
Now, do we get Baumgartner?
I would love
that. Or do we go for broke and go for the top, pitcher in the unrestricted free agency?
Who would that be?
Who would that? I was going to say.
Who
is
it? I forget who it is.
Who is that going to be? I don't see.
Marshall, who do you think?
I think Baumgartner's your proven ace. I think you should sell the farm and go get him.
Yeah, let me tell you something about this guy. And I've been,
I know you're pro Baumgartner.
Yeah, recently. You already know that because
the guy's a winner.
There you go. It's like Marshall said, he's a winner proven. If the Yankees are serious, really, really serious about getting a championship and upgrading their starting pitcher, you get that guy.
What about Kuchel?
That guy. I don't know.
Kuchel's kind of a question mark. I think he had his good. You think he had his one good year, and then now
exactly.
I think the Astros have moved on with him.
Yeah.
The Red Sox. Somebody else might sign him because they're desperate. The Phillies certainly have a lot of money. And they may take a chance on him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Phillies are going to spend stupid money.
Of course they are.
That's what I'm saying.
Be stupid.
Well, it's the Phillies. I mean, what do we expect?
Okay.
It's a Philadelphia team. I mean,
They're going to spend their money stupidly. They got a lot of money, and they're going to spend it stupidly.
We see how well the Eagles have turned out this year so far. And
one and done.
Speaking of which, not to change subjects, but
right.
the NFC East is the worst.
Yeah. Hold on. We got a wanderer.
If you go,
my son is
okay.
up out of bed.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Go to bed.
No problem. No problem.
You can bring him back.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So anyway, who are you talking about? She brought the NFC East. We'll get to that.
She's not lying. But go ahead.
No, she isn't. No, she's not. She's right. I'm not even gonna lie. You know, but like I said, we're gonna get into that.
We gotta talk about Jimmy Butler, though, don't we?
Did you watch the Eagles get the shit beat out of them by the Saints? I mean, the Saints
I didn't
made
see
them
it,
look
but
like
I'm,
fucking Swiss cheese. I mean, it
I
was a great game
yeah.
to watch if you were a Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
They just totally destroyed the Eagles. There's no.
I watched
way.
The Bears, and I'm telling you, that defense is something else,
bro.
Bears are something else.
Marshall, you just said something. I was about to bring that up real quick, too. Let me tell you something. The Bears, 7-3, I was like, now, I don't watch the sports, but once I saw the stands, I was like, wait a minute, they're 7-3? I was like, what the hell happened? What time zone did I get lost in? You know?
NFC East.
Oh, whatever.
Bitches.
Whatever. But Mitchell, what's that guy's name? Mitchell, Trubisky? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mitchell Trubisky.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just like, I was lost last year. Last year, they sucked ass big time. But it seems like ever since this trade of them getting Khalil Mack, it just transformed the team. You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, I don't watch the game, so I'm not really in the
Chicago's
know like that.
Got a fuck of a team, dude.
Bro,
but, you know, bottom line.
Apparently so.
I failed to see who beats the Saints. I really do. I mean, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Sitting behind that, throwing 500 yards
mm-hmm.
a game,
mm-hmm.
and you know scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns a game.
L.I.
Mm-hmm. How do you beat the Saints?
L.I.
She just said it.
No, mm-hmm. I don't think
LA.
So. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't see L.A. beating the Saints.
Why
L.A.'s
not?
Got mm-hmm. a great team. Great
I
team.
LA.
Fantastic
mm-hmm.
team.
Mm-hmm.
But put them up against the Saints? Sorry.
The Saints' defense is suspect. The Rams have a great offense and defense.
Hmm.
They do. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The Saints putting up those kind of points a game.
If the Saints get home field advantage, I think they go to the Super Bowl. But if they don't get home field advantage, then there's question marks.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Their defense is suspect. The Rams' defense isn't.
You just mentioned L.A. Didn't they play?
And that's what L.A. would probably do is they'd run the football and try to control the clock to limit the possessions.
Right.
But hold on, guys. Don't 2-8-1 teams play tonight? That's L.A. Rams.
Yeah,
the
Chiefs and the Rams.
Are playing the Chiefs.
So now who's winning that game? Does anybody know about that or? But I can't. I'm not watching it. So.
I can flip it on. Hold on.
I'm not watching it. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is,
I'm not watching either. But
I hate you. But that's 2-8-1 teams and stuff like that. So, and I understand, like you said, Mac, you talk about LA and their defense being having a great defense, a great offense as well. Does Kansas City have a great defense?
Their defense is all right.
Would they be better than probably New Orleans?
Their defense is better than New Orleans.
Okay. All right.
Actually,
it is.
It's 23-23 at the half.
Oh, wow.
Holy crap.
Damn. Okay, a lot of firepower. You know what I'm saying? Being put on out there. You know what I mean? So,
Mr. Mahomes that likes to put ketchup on everything, but hey, you know what? What can we say?
Yeah. I love that guy. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't watch the games.
Oh,
but
I just found out fucking Hogan's Heroes is on.
But I've heard that he's like
fuck the NFL. I'm watching. I know nothing.
You know what I mean? So, man, I tell you, man. I don't know. Let's Can we talk about the Giants and in the midst of a possible 8-game winning streak?
Well, they're on a 2-game winning streak right now.
Fuck the Giants and their 8-game winning streak. They ain't gonna do it. The best they do is 4 wins out of the next whatever 8 games.
Not
you know,
really.
That's the best they do. Yeah, that's the best they do.
No, they got some winnable games.
Okay.
Eagles next week. The Bears might be.
Yeah, the Eagles are a mess.
Hold on. The Bears might be the toughest game. They play them December 2nd.
Now this is a game.
They'll beat the Redskins December 9th because the Redskins lost their quarterback. They play the Titans.
Can I make a comment
on
that?
Hold on.
I want to make a comment that the Redskins losing their quarterback.
All right, but I'm not finished.
I'll come in.
Okay. They got the Redskins December 9th. They got the Titans the 16th. They got the Colts the 23rd. And they will beat the Cowboys on the 30th. They got winnable games.
Oh, they will beat the Cowboys on the 30th. That's a bold statement, motherfucker.
But that's because the Cowboys are the
Cowboys.
Well,
the Cowgirls. All right, that's a bold statement.
Okay. Now, you were going to say something.
Whoa.
All right. Adam Smith breaks his leg 33 years to the day that Lawrence Taylor snaps Joe Theismann's motherfucking leg.
Wow. Yeah, that's something else.
The score in the game was exactly the same, albeit flipped. The Redskins beat the Giants but lost to whoever they were playing.
Mm.
But the score was the exact same.
Wow.
And Joe Theismann was at the motherfucking game.
Yes, he was. Isn't that something? That's crazy.
Yep. And the Redskins' new quarterback is Mark Sanchez.
No.
Mark Sanchez from the New York Jets.
He's the backup right now, officially. He's still the backup. He's the backup.
Boom.
He's not the starter. Yeah, well,
okay.
Whatever.
It really doesn't matter. Oh, they both suck.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, don't put him out there to be the starting quarterback, though. When you know, even they do suck, I get that, but he's not the starter as of yet. No.
Okay? All right, we'll see.
And speaking of starting quarterbacks, Tampa Bay's got another new one again.
Eli Manning had a 155.8 this weekend.
Well, what did I tell you was going to happen? Oh, with Clutch Patrick. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
the bomb.
Yeah.
Fitz tragic. You know what I'm saying? That man is horrible, man.
You know what's funny, though? He's gotten hot at times, and so has what's the other guy's name?
Who?
The other quarterback.
Who?
Phil McCracken.
What's his name, Marshall?
You mean Winston?
Winston. They both have gotten hot and they both have stunk it up at times. Mm-hmm. That's why the coach keeps flipping back and forth between them.
Uh-oh, something's happening, I guess.
We just had a pick off by Kansas City just picked off Los Angeles.
Now, little talk, you talk about Tampa Bay in a quarterback situation. Yo, Jameis Winston, what's his problem? What's the issue?
He's an idiot.
He's a conceited. And a rubble double, 5 minutes it lasted. Then Mira came back and said, "You are, you conceited bastard." You know,
nothing's worse than when Sean tries to go into like old rap. It embarrasses us all.
Yeah, stop.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah,
fuck
y'all. No. We got to cut
it off.
Don't ever do it again.
Fuck you.
Hold on. Let's ask someone a question.
Please, stop.
So, dear. So who actually wrapped that?
He doesn't know.
No.
It was Snoop. Yes, it was.
Dude, the original
no,
was
it wasn't.
Rick, dude.
No. I think you could trust. Yeah, no.
No, it's on Doggy Style.
Slick Rick.
All right, whatever.
Do you even know who Slick Rick is?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, dear God.
Lottie Dottie. He likes to party.
My
okay.
God. Please, please tell him to stop.
Don't bother me.
Go.
I don't bother nobody.
Oh, no. You,
oh,
just,
Lord.
Just stop.
Okay. That's
just
it.
Stop.
That's it. We're going to cut you off right now. That's it. That's it. And, yeah.
Oh, we just got taken off.
You know
Somebody
what I mean?
Just got taken off the field. Hell.
Now, Now, back to Jameis Winston and whatnot. You
Fuck
know,
Jameis
this guy,
Winston. He sucks.
Well, can
the
I,
Giants
can
beat
my,
him.
Can I finish my point? If you don't mind, sir, can I finish my point?
I do mind. Go ahead.
No, please.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, look, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Val. You know,
thank you. Thank you very much.
You
know, Mr. fucking
now,
Elvis over here.
Stop,
I want to be a white guy.
Stop. Everybody take your turn. Please, go ahead.
Here we go.
Go ahead, gentlemen.
Wait, hold on a second. Miss you, what did I tell you earlier today?
If I deviated, you were going to cut me off. I didn't deviate.
You are.
I did not deviate. You made fun of me because I don't know rap. And I didn't know Slick Rick.
Oh, wait. I was the only one that made fun. I didn't make fun
now,
of
if you hang up, now, gentlemen, you understand, if you hang up the phone on him, then I get cut off. So, just
yeah,
keep
well,
up.
We can't have that. We can't. Nah, we can't.
See, I told you, Rodney.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Will you be quiet and let me get my damn words out if you don't mind?
I don't mind, and I'm keeping quiet,
well,
bitch.
Hold on, time out. This is the third time I have to address you about calling me that word. Didn't I tell you that?
You called me that word first.
No.
I got the text to prove it.
Look, he could have run for 2 more yards
you know
and
what?
Gotten up.
I can't. I just can't. All right, let's go on.
Come on, keep on. I'm listening. I'm listening to your point.
All right, anyway, back to, like I said, Jameis Winston. You understand?
What was that?
There was talk about this guy being a top prospect and him having a good,
oh,
you know what I'm saying, Matt? And what happened?
Yeah, that's
what happened. He showed some type of brilliance, what, in his first or second year, right, Matt?
Right, right.
Okay.
Right,
and
he's
he
played
from
well.
That, he's played well, but at some point, has he lost his confidence? Is he unfocused? Do you think it was that little
Favaruski! 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 Nobody can pick up the ball.
Hold on a second. Where's that dude? Thank you. At some point, do you think that it was that situation in which that it was like a lawsuit against him?
Well, he's had several. He's had a couple, not just one, you know, not just one in the past.
Mm-hmm.
His off the field stuff is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, right now Tampa Bay is in a really great organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
They're stuck in mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good player. They have talented receivers, running back could be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's all okay, but they're not gonna go anywhere. And
no.
maybe he needs to be traded.
So you're thinking a trade of a change of scenery might do the trick.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they pay big money for him, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not going to happen.
Right.
True, Marshall.
Can I ask everybody an honest question?
Okay.
All right. The Giants had a top-round draft pick this year, and they picked Saquon Barkley. Saquon is doing outstanding.
Hmm.
Did the Giants make the right choice?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
I think they did.
They set at running back.
Now, there were quarterbacks this year. They could have took Darnold. They could have took a bunch of quarterbacks. And now next year is clearly a defensive draft.
Okay.
Did the Giants make
They
the
still
right
need
draft?
A quarterback, though. And the guy from Penn State who played with Saquon Barkley is probably, if they're smart, is probably who they're going to go after. I forget his name, but
right.
He looks like a giant quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do we think so? What is our consensus about the Giants pick?
Pick they made the right pick.
I think everybody said they made the right pick. Hold on for a second. 2215, welcome to Tank, sir. Please introduce yourself, where you're calling from.
What's up, Ronan Black? What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, bro?
Mr. Black.
What's up, Ronan?
Hey, what's up, Marshall? What's up, Matt?
All right.
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
Mr. Black, where are you from?
Jersey.
Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm from Jersey.
Now.
What exit?
Yes.
South Jersey. Six. Six.
Six on the turnpike or the parkway?
Not turnpike.
All right. So you're down the Blackfoot area. Okay. So we got a Philly fan.
No, you don't know that. You can't assume.
No. Just spot somebody when they get up on the turnpike. Get out of here, man. Come on.
Yes, you can.
Do that.
Mr. Black,
no,
you agree, do you generally agree with me?
No.
About what? With the Giants?
No,
the
just generally, like,
what
if you're exit six, you're pretty much an Eagles fan.
No.
See? You just said no.
Nah, not on this earth or any other earth, yo.
See? Exactly.
Nah. Aired it out.
See?
I heard all of this. I heard all of this disdain for the Eagles come out of Ronan's mouth.
Yeah.
Nah, man, I don't fuck with cheese steaks, man.
Nah, there you go. Let them know. So, brother Ronan, man. Let me ask you a question.
Just don't go to Pat's or Geno's.
You had the hand up. I know you wanted to comment on something real quick. So go ahead, brother.
Yeah, you're talking about the Giants pick.
Yeah.
Barkley was the pick. If you look at what the Giants are trying to do, because they thought they could make another run like they did in 2016, then Barkley works for them.
Right.
But Giants got, they just got a lot of holes. It's like they've been ignoring holes for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offensive line, linebacker.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Corners.
I don't disagree. The offensive line is like five motherfucking shrubs planted in my motherfucking front lawn.
Well, you know what the problem is? And I'm going to go back in time. Okay, I'm going to get my little time capsule. The problem was, and Mac, I think you know I'm going with this,
right.
The fact that a guy named Jerry Reese was responsible for this mess.
Yeah,
you understand?
I agree.
Yeah, Jerry Reese.
Eric, I spent too much motherfucking money on you flowers.
What happened?
Well, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. It goes a few years beyond that, dude. Because this guy failed at plugging holes, in my opinion. He failed, especially in a
plugging
lot of
holes. He was outstanding at creating holes.
You got that right.
I mean, like I said, five motherfucking shrubs planted in my motherfucking front lawn. That's the Giants' offensive line.
Oh, Giants' offensive line. Sorry.
Well,
looks
a little better since they got the guy from the Rams.
I don't think you can blame Eli for all of that. It's the offensive line.
They give Eli like 10 sets. They give Eli 2.5 seconds to pass.
Eli needs time.
And they gave him time this week because they played the Buccaneers. And Eli did good. 155.8 QB rating.
Yeah, that's because of the guy.
Eli needs time in the pocket.
Right.
Right.
And the reason why they look better now is because of the guy they signed from the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed the complexion of the offensive line. Not saying he's the best, you know, the best thing on earth. They need to fill another hole at center.
Yep.
And they need another.
At
they
left
need another,
tackle, at right tackle, at
I
left
agree
end,
with you.
At right end.
Right.
In my opinion, picking up Barkley, getting Barkley in a draft was absolutely the right move.
There you go.
I don't think that they needed a QB this year. I really don't. I still think you should.
They signed Loretta in the fourth round, though.
But I don't think I'm not seeing the problem totally being with Eli. The problem is the offensive line. They need to get a better offensive line. They have their offensive line fucking sucks.
If you're gonna try and establish a running game with Shaquan Barkley, you gotta have an offensive line.
They don't have an offensive line.
You just have to have it. I mean, that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
It's any agreements, disagreements?
I'm not.
I mean, you got to have an offensive line. If you can't run the ball on a consistent basis, then you're wasting your time.
Especially with a quarterback like Eli, you're wasting your fucking time. Because Eli can't throw unless he can establish a running game. When they got a good running game, Eli can throw.
Eli's still done, though. I'm sorry. He just needs to.
Yeah, but he had a 155.8 this weekend quarterback rating.
Okay.
Because they established
the
running game.
The fucking ears.
The sucking ears. Excuse me. The sucking ears. But the Giants suck, you know, but it's okay.
And how many? And how was his quarterback rating the rest of the week?
I have no idea. It was probably like 90.
Horrible.
Yeah, so, and it was against a team that's not that great. So, you know what I mean? I got to agree with most people on this line and just say that Eli needs to call it a career, period. End of story. I'm not trying to hear he needs more time and all that stuff. Eli, man, and it's been a
I don't disagree.
Hey.
Okay, goodbye.
All right. Anyway. anyway, getting back to my point. You know. God almighty. Getting back to my point is the fact that it's been proven on this show that this guy's seeing ghosts back there, you know what I'm saying, in the backfield when he's under pressure. There's really no pressure, nobody around him, before he makes these errant throws and stuff like that, which is ridiculous. So if you're seeing stuff like that at this point in your career, you might as well hang it up. Might as well. Hang it up. Retire.
I agree.
You know?
Everybody,
agree.
Good night. I'm going to bed.
Right,
the Rams just scored a touchdown and took the lead.
All right,
there you
guys.
Go.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Have a good night, everybody.
You too.
Be well.
All right. Love it. Now, oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, now I'm back.
They need their own show.
Yeah, for
and not a sports show.
They need their own
either.
Show.
Oh,
and not a
God.
Sports show.
Oh, man. I had to tag in, man, because I was dying over here, man.
I'm sure. I have to apologize. I'm like, God damn it. You know?
Ronan.
I was just like, what the hell?
Can I ask Ronan a question?
Sure, please.
Ronan, what do you think about what's going on with Draymond Green and Kevin Durant?
Oh man, that shit, yo. I don't like Draymond Green, man. I don't.
Nobody
I
does.
Mean, yeah, Kevin Durant, you know, he's sensitive as hell. But look, man, that cat can score. He can say whatever the hell he wants, man. He won two goddamn MVPs in the finals. That ain't no chump change shit. So
right,
you know,
yeah.
But. You know, they'll figure it out, man. But Draymond Green, that motherfucker.
He's a
Sacramento Kings. That's where he's going.
I'm not even mad at that.
I think he's mad now. He'll really be mad if he ends up in that thing.
Exactly.
He'd be super mad. He put a cape on his ass.
But see, that's what he gets, though. But that's what he gets.
Bebop and shit.
Is that, oh my God, forget it.
See, you know, but you know what's funny? When he first came in the league, I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
But then he just became a like you said, Ron, he became a dick.
Mm-hmm. He damn sure
did. I mean, Charles Oakley was a tough guy, but he wasn't really a dick.
No.
But he'd look at you sideways if you fucked up, and then that sideways look, if you continued your behavior, would be a... You got 3 seconds to change your ways on him, knock you the fuck out.
Right.
John Stark said it. He said it on somebody's show that he said Draymond wouldn't have survived with the Charles Oakleys, Xavier McDaniels, the Karl Malones, the Charles Barkleys, the Mahorns, and Lambeers. He said, and the Rodmans. He said they'd have made mincemeat of him.
Exactly. Without question.
He got straight fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Without question, fast, real fast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You're talking that grimy shit. You know, even like when what was that? When he got suspended against the Cavs. You know, he don't really want no parts of LeBron James and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And
well,
I said before you called into the show, I said I could see Golden State telling Kevin Durant, you know, not publicly, mm-hmm. but, you know, in an office, yo, we about to trade Draymond. We going to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get rid of him. And
right.
Draymond going to get himself traded, possibly.
Mm, possibly, right. They don't straighten it out. And can, yeah. let me just say this before you. Well, go ahead, Ron. I know you wanted to say something.
Actually, I had a quick baseball question.
Okay.
Usually, man. But I saw Yankees traded for this guy from the Seattle Mariners.
We discussed that. Yeah.
What's he like? Is he good? I mean.
He's all right.
He's got ace potential. Again, potential. You understand? That potential is not a guarantee. He's got eight stuff, but I think he had a decent season this year. I think he had 11-6 with, and I said, oh, I think it's like a 3-point. So okay, 12-6 with a 3.76 ERA. He had a true no hitter this past season, but he has stints on the on the disabled list. You understand? He gets dinged up a bit. He only had 28 starts. You understand? So he missed some time. Yeah, he missed some time. You know what I mean? So, and for the guy that they traded, the Yankees, like I'm talking about, the Justice Sheffield, I just think it was too much that they you know, brought this guy here for that. I'm like, you know, I'm just not – plus he's 30 years old, this guy back then. That's another thing I'm worried about, you know?
Yeah.
So I have my concern.
Yeah, because when I called in, I heard you was talking about Madison Bumgarner. I remember watching him a couple of years ago, I guess when he played the Rangers in the playoffs back in the World Series.
Right.
4 or 5 years ago and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Bumgarner.
Mm-hmm. That guy, he's an ace. You understand? He is the meaning of an ace. You understand?
What about the two guys from Cleveland?
Oh, well, we can see, Matt, that's what I'm saying. Why, when you can get, oh my God. Now, I wouldn't mind. I'm glad you said that because I totally forgot about that. My God, why can't you get Corey Kluber? If you want to get rid of Sheffield for that, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. But this guy, I don't know. That kind of leaves a sour taste in my mouth. I'm sorry.
He's got the makings of a bum. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, yeah, he had a no-hitter this year, but, I mean, if he can't consistently get 15 wins on in a season, I'm sorry. I think the price was too high, and I think it's just going to be not very good for the Yankees.
Right. Don't be sorry.
That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Right.
But that's
Same
just
here.
How I see it.
Same here, brother. Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're going to see how this turns out. Now, I want to
I got a question for the panel.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro. No, you go ahead. I'm going to answer.
So how about those Cowboys that y'all been talking so much crap about?
We're going to beat y'all the last game of the season, Marshall.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Okay, well, again, sir, I have to say you are entitled to your opinion, but I must respectfully disagree with that opinion.
Now, let me ask you a question, Marshall. What gives you so much confidence to feel about these Cowboys that they're going to be successful?
I honestly don't really have any confidence, but I will have to say this. The Amari Cooper trade so far seems to be paying out dividends because now that they have a number one receiver, I know Prescott, his last two starts, I mean, granted, he wasn't really stellar versus the Falcons, but no turnovers. And he did lead the final drive to get the game-winning field goal. So,
okay.
Again, with the Redskins being a mess, I know Colt McCoy did win 4 years ago in AT&T Stadium. However, You're looking at a short week. The Redskins really are kind of limited because, I mean, the guy hadn't played in, like, I think that was his last start was when he beat the Cowboys on Monday night. And then you got Mr. Buttfumble to back him up. I mean, I don't think he's going to be – he's going to be a little rusty.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mr. Colt McCoy.
Okay.
I tell you, that first game, though, is going to be something else because that Bears team, my God, I'm not a Bears fan, but that defense, I watched that game, and I'm going to tell you that just they – Kirk Cousins and guess who – and Max 6'11". Let's say your phrase. Mr. Picks and fumbles. Because what happened?
Right.
Interception. Touchdown.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you paid $84 million for this bum?
Yeah. And by the way, how are they doing this year? How are they doing this year, Minnesota?
They 5-3-1.
5-4-1,
okay.
Sir.
Well, yeah, 5-4-1, my bad. 5-4-1.
Yikes.
Mediocrity.
Okay, gotcha. Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Question for you guys. I want to go to the basketball NBA for a minute.
Jimmy Butler?
No. Somebody else that popped up on the radar. Washington Wizards John Wall.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you guys noticed, but apparently he got fined for a verbal barrage at Coach Scott Brooks, so to say, out of practice. What is going on with this team, man? First, there was a report earlier that they're not against trading Bradley Beal and or John Wall. I'm going to tell you honestly, I felt like this for a few years now. This team needs a reboot. It's time. It's not working. It doesn't matter what coach they bring in. It's just not working. And Mac, you had said it earlier, because I know I put that out there on Facebook. He's like, they don't like each other. I'm talking about Bradley Beal and John Wall. They just, for some whatever reason, they don't like each other, and it's showing.
This is a Chandler question, to be honest with, because he can answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Because he put, I'm sorry, I know he's not here, but I got to talk. I got to talk nothing but good things, because he'd have this broke down and he'd have his points. But I'm thinking if they can't figure out their dysfunction in a weak East, then one of those has got to go. And I'm thinking Beal's probably the one that. Well, actually, probably Wall. If he got in with the coach. John's like, all right, I'll go someplace else. I mean, give me some place where I can go win.
They're 5-11.
Obviously,
right,
ain't going to be in Washington. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
And you said they're 5-11,
might, I think
right
they
now.
Might be over the they might be over the cap because if I'm not mistaken, Otto got his money. He got over $100 million. I don't know why I like him, but he wasn't worth you giving him over $130 million.
Damn.
Right.
Did Beal get his money? Wall got his.
I think he signed an extension. Yeah, Wall got his.
Yeah, Wall definitely got his.
So you got three guys making $300 million. And
somebody got to go.
The rest of the team is all right. You know, Markieff Morris is a knucklehead. I like Kelly Oubre. He's young, but he's not a superstar. You got Austin Rivers, who's not a superstar. You got Jeff Green, who's solid. It's the coach, and it's them. They don't like each other. I think that John Wall feels a little jealous of Bradley Beal because Bradley Beal is a good player. Bradley Beal is an all-star. John Wall is an all-star. For some reason, they not getting along. And like you said, you said that John Wall – no, it might have been Marshall. Marshall just said that Wall might be trying to get himself traded by lashing out at the coach publicly, letting people see him. You know, and Scott Brooks isn't – I don't like him as a coach.
Right.
And Ernie Grunfeld, you got two guys who are all-stars, and it's about to crumble. You need to do something as the GM. You've been over there. He's been there for a minute.
Right. Sure. But like I said, I think they really need a reboot, man, because it's not coming together. And the funny thing is, if you look at the roster, you would think he'd be better than 5-11. You really would think that.
Yeah.
You know, six games below 500. Come on, you would think they'd be much better.
Especially
than that.
In the East, that's really. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's really who's. I mean, other. I mean, they've got some people picking Toronto to win the East, and I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're smoking,
mm-hmm.
but I don't really like any of the teams in the damn East.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Pacers, maybe, but
mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on. I mean, I'm like, the Hawks suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, the Celtics. The Celtics is probably your best of the bad lot, and even they have their problems too. But
right. Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee.
Okay.
I forgot Milwaukee because you got the freak, and that dude is just insane.
Right. They're playing well.
Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think their coach would be able to coach, but they got a nice squad. Toronto got a nice squad. In fact, they doing better than Boston. Boston is behind Philly. They 9-7. Philly is 11-7. Toronto's 13-4.
Mm-hmm.
Washington
Boston's 9-7?
Yeah, they 9-7.
Yeah.
It's early. I'm not going to panic in November. In March, if they're not close to 500, then I'll start panicking. But
right.
Not
right.
in November,
right.
no.
Chicago started the season off well, but Fred Hoiberg is a Nimrod, so he's going 13.
Right.
Yeah, get the bleep out of here with that mother.
Detroit is 7-6. And Indiana's doing well. Indiana got a nice crew. They're a playoff team.
Right.
Yeah, second round. Unfortunately, I don't think they have the goods for the Eastern Conference Finals. But again, and that mindset is a small market. If the team does well like that, the fans
mm-hmm.
are going to love them anyway. Because it's, and that's the other thing. Unlike the Knicks, at least they're trying to win.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas Dolan, and yeah, exactly, you need to tell Mac. You need to tell these people on Twitter. They're thinking that they have any sort of chance to get Durant. That number one, that dumbass is not going to pay him.
First,
number two, if they
all,
even
I...
sniff the playoffs, that he'll say, oh, hell no, I got to pay taxes on that shit. We can't have that. I got to take this shit somehow. Because all he
right.
wants to do is make his fucking shitty music like Hollip said on there and then just make his fucking money and he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about these Knicks. See, again, I have to keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. Fans are fanatics. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Fanatics don't think correctly. They don't think logically. They're fanatics. Okay? That's why I don't deal with them. You understand? Whenever I'm on Twitter, like, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a Mac, you know I'm going with this. I'm going to give you a prime case of fanatic, big time, where he doesn't think, this guy doesn't even think logically, and I'm embarrassed that he follows me, to tell you the truth, on Twitter, because I see his posts, and this is a Knicks fan talking about, oh, they need to sign Carmelo Anthony to a 2-3 year deal, bring him back to New York, and he'll be the reason why KP stays, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is like an everyday occurrence for the past week with this dude. Yo, stop it.
And then you got the other fanatic who I had to unfollow because of his Melo hatred.
Mm.
My man, over and over, you think Melo has sway over KP?
Right.
It's KP's family and his agent, which is
mm-hmm.
his family.
Hello.
And I wasn't mad at what KP did. Yeah, it was wrong that it looked bad, but I might have done the same thing. Phil Jackson was trying to trade me. So why
right.
should I go to your exit meeting?
Right.
Yeah, I can just say fuck you over the phone as I can in the meeting.
Right. And then everybody says, oh, that's because of Melo's influence. And I'm like, when has Melo ever done that? The
mm-hmm.
most Melo has done is... he got out of Denver, but Denver knew he was leaving, and the whole world knew he was going to
mm-hmm.
leave Denver when his time,
right.
when his contract was up.
Right.
He never he's never publicly really disrespected anybody. He's been mostly disrespected.
Right.
But he's ready to retire. There's no need to bring Melo back. And y'all know I love Melo. I defend Melo to the nth.
Mm-hmm.
And Melo does have his you can talk about Melo's deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that, but
right.
Dudes be cracking me up. Yeah, but why Melo don't play like LeBron? Because he's Melo, stupid. He's a scorer.
Yo, you get. Let me tell you something.
That's what
you
he
get
does.
Some of the. You get on. Let me tell you something. On social media, you get some of the just most craziest commentary, man. And you're like, wow. I look at stuff. No, let me tell you something, Max. Sometimes I look at some people's posts, and I'll stare at it for like about 5 to 10 minutes. Because I'm. And I'm not
like,
even
I know this fool didn't just say that. I know
yes,
he didn't say that.
And I'm trying to understand, and I'm like, wow, this is just ridiculous. Like I said, I said that shit for 5 to 10 minutes. I'm like, you can't be fucking serious with this. And I'm just trying to make, I'm really trying to understand their mindset, and I just can't. I can't. And I'm just thinking,
don't even try.
Put that out there. But it's like,
I got a counterpoint, Mr. Jones, because. Dumbass Dallas Cowboy fans, I know I am one, but I'm talking about the idiots. And Ronan Black
mm-hmm.
knows what I'm talking about, who just constantly bitch. And I just want to just smack these motherfuckers to just shut the fuck up in these groups. That's why I don't even engage in these dumbasses, because half the time it's like, Dak Prescott breathes wrong. I know he's not the best quarterback, but he breathes wrong or did something or whatever. And they're ready to say, get rid of him, bench him, and put in the other guy. And I'm thinking, are you completely the fuck stupid?
Who's
mm-hmm.
the backup
yeah,
for
they
the
are,
Cowboys right now?
Cooper Rush.
Cooper mm-hmm. Rush, who's not a bad quarterback.
Right, but is
but
he ready to play?
If he was better, he'd be starting, but he's not.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And that was Mike White, who they drafted from Western Kentucky in the 5th round. So,
right.
Mm, okay.
You can't
okay.
talk to Cowboys fans. Talking to Cowboys fans is like trying to negotiate with Michael Myers and shit.
That's a good one. That's actually a good
you
one.
You can't
like
do
that.
It.
I like that.
Oh,
Michael,
shit.
Please don't kill me.
I like
don't
that.
Kill me. Knife
mm-hmm.
right in the chest. You can't talk to
yeah, what the fuck
me.
Ever? Yeah.
Crazy.
That. Dak Prescott mm-hmm. isn't the best quarterback, but he's not the worst quarterback either. And plus,
mm-hmm.
just like you said, the offensive coordinator is an idiot. You're not playing
mm-hmm.
to his strengths. You did the first year he came, and it seems like they're doing a little bit better now, because I see even
mm-hmm.
you know Ezekiel's playing better as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's been spotty because I look at the stats.
Mm-hmm.
He's been
yeah.
spotty this year. Some games he's had really good games. Some games he's had mad games.
Do you think it's because of the line? Are you having issues with the line, the offensive line?
That's part of it. They got hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Smith's been backing up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I mean, the backup center, Looney's done an admirable job, but he's not – Travis Frederick, and that's one thing.
Right.
If our line was healthy, and I think you, Ronan, you agree, I think we would have won some of the games we lost.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And now
yeah.
you know,
Connor Williams is not ready.
Right, and then
yeah.
now you have Amari Cooper. He gets a full preseason with you guys. He gets a full training camp.
Right. Right.
Hopefully you get rid of the offensive coordinator, but hopefully, you know, me as a Giants fan, I'm like, I hope y'all keep him because he's a moron.
I'd rather have him than McAdoo.
Right.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Right, but you have Amari Cooper, then you know him and Dak Prescott can work together and develop some
mm-hmm.
chemistry. And then,
right.
you know, I think
right.
Dallas Cowboy fans, they want – Dak Prescott to throw the ball all over the field. That's not what he does.
No.
He's
yeah,
a ball
well,
control quarterback.
Right, exactly. It's like
he's
you said, it's a
Smith.
Ball control.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. You
and
know,
he's athletic.
I mean, some of these fools never watched Roger Staubach play, because I'm going to tell you, Roger as Captain Comeback and all that, you know what he did a lot of? He ran with his damn legs.
Right.
He ran and ran and ran. Landry hated that shit.
Did hate that shit because he couldn't control it.
Right.
Danny White
and some of these
is
idiots.
Similar, too.
Well, Danny Wright was running for his life, because, but then that's another subject. But, I mean, still, I mean, some of these guys, I mean, if the fans, and some of them, I think they're just bandwagon fans that they really haven't watched the game. They really just are just dumbasses, and I just want to tell them to shut the fuck up. But that's just,
right.
I can't tell everybody to shut the fuck up on the internet, so I just have to kind of be silent.
I used to be, I'm in this Cowboys fan group, and this is going back to like 2013. Yeah, this is a game the Cowboys lost. They lost to the Redskins. I think you remember this game, Marshall. This is when Robert Griffin was playing. And the defense gave
up 300
yards on the ground. And they were going in, Romo this and Romo that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? They gave up 300 fucking yards. Alfred Morris looked like walked up. He had like 250 fucking yards. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And on top of that, before that shit happened, he gave you the lead. And the defense gave that shit right back up. And then, I mean, come on, man. I was like, they're delusional. It's Romo's fault. Romo's not even playing anymore. Or is this? You know, you got Jason Garrett who's clapping, trying to clap the lights off and clap him on in the stadium. Scott Linehan is clueless, running some. He's running the Minnesota Vikings offense from 1998. Come on. I mean, I see clips, and I see spread formations. I see two wide receivers. You go spread four, you go four deep. And you got two wide receivers and two tight ends. One of them can't even make plays in Blake Jarwin. I'm like, come on. Come on. You can't have
that. And then we lost Swaim. We lost Swaim today, too, because they said injury, too. So that's going to kind of hurt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't Jason Witten, but he was starting to play a little bit better.
Okay.
Jeff Swaim.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched these clips, and I'm just like, you know, come on. The middle of the field, just the big, like, I saw the clips against the Eagles. I'm like, holy shit, they're actually throwing the ball in the middle of the fucking field? These are things that, you know, like Jason Garrett, one of the things that, you know, he's influenced by Jimmy Johnson. This ain't 1992 where you can just run, you know, 12 different formations and, you know, we're going to run it down your throat, stop this, stop that. That shit ain't working now. You got to adapt to the game how it's played today.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you look at the Saints. Drew Brees is 40 fucking years old and Sean Payton has adapted the offense.
And Tom Brady's 41.
Same thing. Dallas is behind the curve with that shit. Every time I see Jerry Jones, I'm like, yo, look at this motherfucker. I just want to pull a bottle out of him.
Saint Niles, son of a bitch. I know.
And I'm a booty dog, but like,
I heard that, brother.
But I got something to say about the NFC East.
Oh,
sorry.
Garbage.
Well,
I agree.
Hear me out here. Have we noticed any Philadelphia Eagle fans right now, or they kind of just went into witness protection because they got to hide?
Well,
all except the one dude I posted because of the video, because that was hilarious. But
they're like, you know, I got to dish your borough, which I reside in currently right now. They quiet like that.
It's okay, man. It's okay, brother. You know what?
Because after that ass beating by the Saints, it's like they really can't talk much.
No, the funny thing
that was just an ass beating.
South Jersey, though.
Listen, I got a what do you call it? You know, I work at the, you know, me and Mac just working together at this little corporate law firm, and one of these partners that I know, he's a big time Philadelphia Eagle fan, and I seen him today, and all I did was throw my hands up, like, you know, what? I was like, yo, what happened? He was like, man, listen, I don't even want to talk about it. I said, I don't blame you, because it was mad. It was just so embarrassing, man. It was embarrassing. Just all the matches is gone. You know,
no, are they 4-7? Is it 4-7?
It might be. It could be
4-7. Yeah.
4-6.
Oh, it's 4-6?
Yeah, they're 4-6.
What happened?
And they're probably going to they could lose to the Giants.
You know what happened? they don't have a running game right now, and they let what's my man that was with New England and was with them last year?
Blunt.
Oh, Blunt. Yeah.
Should have kept him. Should have kept him. He moved the chains. Not the greatest back in the world, but he gets you 4 yards. Mm-hmm. He gets you five yards. Where's Ajay at? Is he hurt?
Yeah, he got hurt.
But yeah, he tore again. He tore his ACL. But he's done.
Hey. Right. And then the other running backs they have are small, shifty guys. Smallwood, the other kid.
Corey Clement. They're just not.
Right.
They're just
y'all don't
not.
Have no,
and also,
a,
too, that defense.
Grind a running back.
Yeah, and the defense is suspect, too. So when that defense is suspect, that means they can't do all this Philly special bullshit, whatever. So they're done.
Right.
Yep.
But you look at the Eagles, like you examine them, you know, outside of Carson Wentz, the Eagles really, they haven't drafted well either. You think about on the offensive side of the ball, out of Carson Wentz, they traded for Ajay, they traded for Blunt, they traded for
Alshon Jeffrey.
They got Zach Ertz. You know, he's on point, but you know the offensive line is older. Jason Peters is 36. Lane Johnson's young still, but you know Kelsey's 32. Brandon Graham is 30. They trade for Michael Bennett. They got cap problems. Everything that could go right for Philadelphia happened last year, and it ain't happened this year. The magic is gone, yo.
Also,
there you go.
Chip Kelly left them in a bad place.
Oh hell yeah!
They got a good coach. I like their coach. They got a good coach.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if he better do something quick, turn that shit around.
Oh, and they're done.
Well, you know what I mean? Crazy ass Philly. He might get sniped coming out of the stadium.
Basically.
I mean, these are the fans that threw snowballs at Santa for crying out loud. They will turn on you in a minute if you don't win.
Yeah, you messed up on this league of champions. You know?
You know, like down here, like a guy on my job, he came at me, and I'm like, look, man, I was like, I told you before, man. He was like, your Cowboys got lucky, this and that. I'm like, look, man, your Eagles squad. I mean, first of all, man, I can't. He's like, yo, fuck your Super Bowl, yo. Your greatest sports hero is a fucking Rocky Balboa. He doesn't even exist. I'm like, get out of here with that shit, man. I got a trophy to a fictional boxer, man. I'm like, get the
That should be Joe Frazier's statue.
Joe Frazier.
Word. That shit is funny as hell.
He was like, you going in on my city. I was like, you got a fictional goddamn boxer as your hero.
That shit is hilarious.
Your signature food is a fucking cheesesteak and shit.
Word.
Man, get out of here. Go stand in the corner and count to 12. Yo, get out of here with
something.
This shit, man.
Yeah, something.
And they're just mad, yo. They're always mad and shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face, yo. Like, magic.
I mean, Mac, you've been to Giants games and Eagles games, right? I mean, their fans, they just talk shit constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And when shit does not go their way, they want to go run and hide and says we talk shit and then we couldn't back it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what happens when you talk shit and write a check with your mouth that your ass can't cash. And then it's a little bit of called karma. And I just want to tell people, it's like, especially, you know, and Redskins fans, well, they got a little bit more consistency and they also have more Super Bowls, but they talk a lot more shit. They talk as much shit too, but
there was a guy in the group. He swore up and down that Kirk Cousins was a great quarterback. I'm like, dude, what are you smoking?
Exactly. Where have you been smoking at the J.R. Smith dispensary there? Because
wow.
Oh snap! Ridiculous. Marshall is cold. He said he got a dispensary.
This the shit's the truth. I mean, I know the division's kind of trash this year, and I ain't gonna lie. But I mean, as much as I don't like the Redskins, I'm going to say it's – I do feel bad for Alex Smith because,
yeah,
you know, breaking his leg that in that injury, that's – I mean, that's – certainly I did not wish that on him at all.
No.
But that being said, injuries happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some good games.
Either.
Yeah, even though I don't like his ass. But
I never liked him, but that,
I think
both of those injuries,
right.
Them injuries were scary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, LT, I mean.
Yeah, that was bad. I mean, it was bad. Yeah, same
I think, because I remember when that shit happened because I was watching the game. And I think they ABC had to edit that shit because
they,
I think they showed one clip of it and then they had to, like, edit it. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
LT was calling for the doctors. He was like, yo, get
out. Yeah,
LT.
He was. He was waving them. Yeah.
Right. Mm. Horrible, man.
Because he knew. It's like. Horrible. And that's the other thing, too. It's like, can. I think we were going to go that same point. Does he actually see the field again?
Yeah. His career might be over. He's 35.
Mm. Yes, that might be over. That might be it right there. What a shame. What a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, his injury, that's similar to the one that Anderson Silva had before, too. Like, because someone was like, Silva came back. I mean, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alex Smith, take the money and run, man.
Mm.
Yep.
Daniel Snyder's money and buy.
Yeah, don't worry. He'll give it out, too. He gives out that money.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
People give out candy for tricky eating, so.
Roni, you said you played wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
He see you running a fly pattern and be like, hey, who's that guy right there?
Right.
You need to sign him.
Shit, I wish, man.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I'm about to suck the hell out of you. Oh, 49. You want to give that money? I'll take it.
You give me some half of Albert Ainsworth's money, I'll be happy. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about somebody. Yep. Talk about somebody who got somebody out of Ainsworth.
Yeah.
Can you give him $90 million?
$100 million.
Yeah. $100 million, and Albert ain't do jack after.
Hmm.
Well, the same thing with Brock Osweiler. I wanted to know how the fuck he got $72 million from the Texans and then got fucking traded.
Yeah, that's
Didn't he get traded back to Denver or something?
No, that's where he's at right now. No, Keenan's there. No, yeah, he's in Miami.
He's
fuck,
backup,
I can't keep
right?
track of where the fuck he's at. No, he's actually starting.
In Miami,
what?
Right?
Yeah, Tannehill is hurt. Yeah, he's in Miami.
Yeah, that's why. What a surprise, Tannehill being hurt.
I actually liked that dude when he was in college, too, man. He was in college. He was nice, yo. When he was at Arizona State, I'm like, yo, I kind of dig this cat. But... Yo, he can't read defense and shit, though. He can't read defense. He got the tool. He just can't read a defense. He can't recognize what they're doing at the line of scrimmage. You can't do that shit. You can't play quarterback.
Nope.
He's a quarterback. Quarterback gets you killed, yo. I don't like those quarterbacks.
That's the truth.
I don't like them, man.
Your quarterback or your point guard.
I played with a dude.
He threw the ball in the post. It was already three dudes around, and we looked like, "What the hell are you doing, man?"
I mean, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought we was up.
Wow.
I got a question for you though. So,
what's up?
So, what about the? I know we've been talking about football a lot, but. What about the AFC? Because, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the game right now, but, I mean, I know the Patriots are, like, in third seed right now sitting.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh had a great comeback win yesterday against Jacksonville, a game I thought they were sure to lose, but didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, is anybody in the AFC besides New England worthy? I mean, because I think if Kansas City gets home field advantage, I know Andy Reid's playoff history is shit. And the Chiefs seem to be snake bit in the playoffs. But this Patrick Mahomes guy seems to give them that extra thing that they did not have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's good. Yo,
he's very
Andy Reid got a new toy.
Mm-hmm.
He got new toys. He like Christmas.
Let's just hope the demons of the past don't, you know, raise up on him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's always something with Andy Reid in the playoffs.
I don't know. You know, I like him as a person. I think he's a good coach. He just playoff time come. He just can't get over the hump.
Exactly, and that's what I mean by past demons. You know what I'm saying, Mac? That's exactly what I mean by past demons. He can't get past that shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And I know people are going to hate to say this, but if the Patriots get in the playoffs, you have to consider them as favorite. I realize about records, they haven't been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, until they're counted out or they're eliminated,
mm-hmm.
then they have to be in the discussion to win the championship, the AFC championship at least. But
well, you know what, man? My thing is this, man. That's a different season. That's the second season of the playoffs. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what it is, man. And the experience as a team that New England is, man, you can't count them out during that time. You know what I'm saying? Not until it's officially that they lost. Other than that, they in it. Period. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be in it.
Have the Steelers ever beat the Patriots in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
Oh, you got what? Way back, or
you got.
I want to say 2009, maybe.
Really?
When they
okay.
went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And of course back, you know, of course when the when the Steelers were actually good.
Mm-hmm.
2010. But you know,
I was talking
Ravens,
about Terry Bradshaw, and of course.
Yeah.
Of course, that was back when the Raiders were actually good too.
Yeah.
But speaking of idiots, my God, has Gruden just managed to just completely fuck this season up for the Raiders?
Yeah,
and
he's just like the biggest fucking idiot.
Possibly messed them up for the future. They 2-8.
Yeah.
Or 2-9, whatever they are.
Yeah, he totally screwed them.
But they got draft picks.
I have no idea what. Yeah, they got draft picks, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'll piss them away.
Now, let me ask you guys a question within that. The Giants are now, what, 3-7? 3-8? What, 3-7? Okay.
Yeah.
So, and we already established that Oakland got 2 wins. The Giants are going to fuck this up. You know that, right? They're going to fuck this up. They're going to be winning a few games here and there. Probably wind up with a 6-10 record or 7, you know what I'm saying? They're going to wind up doing that, and they're going to have a, what, 9th, 10th, 11th pick in the first
Something
round?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck this up. You talk about getting a quarterback. How good of a quarterback? I don't know. With a 9th, 10th, or 11th pick, it seems it's not going to happen. You know? So.
The way things are going, they headed upward when they should just tank the season, man. Tank the rest of the season. Get as high a pick as you can, you know, in the top 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what they're talking about? Quarterback for the Giants, they're talking about them. Drew Locke from Missouri. That's what I heard they're talking about. Like if the Giants pick, say they finished in the top 5, like Drew Locke from Missouri. But I don't like quarterbacks from Missouri. Dwayne Gabbert, that's all I need. That's it for me right now.
Yeah, that guy.
Bro, you feel like how I feel about quarterbacks from USC. You know what I'm saying? USC quarterbacks stink. You know, for the most part. They really do. You know, I was hoping Darnold would have broke that, but I don't know. You know, I know he's going through his rookie season, the growth, the growth pains and all that stuff, growing pains. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Now I got a question. Now, did anybody see? I know I posted a video for y'all. Laurette and Hardy were on, Mr. Williamson with a monstrous dunk from Maui. This dude is just like, I mean, and of course, you know, Mac, the Knicks fans are going to be like, oh, we're going to get Zion Williamson. Oh, we're going to be saved. I'm like, you idiots. Don't even.
Man, that's why I stay off of Twitter, because of the excess nut they busting. Thinking about KD,
yo.
Thinking about Big Z.
Yo, bro, I'm on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you said that, I'm on the floor, kid. I'm like, yo, seriously, dude?
I was on that post, man. I was cracking up, man.
Hell yeah.
Doing my job.
You gotta crack.
What the hell you laughing at, man? I'm like, yeah.
Yo, that shit is fucking hilarious, dude. I be crying laughing, man.
And you know what? Noah R, our friend that's on Twitter, the guy that's a Knicks fanatic, he doesn't annoy me like the other Knicks fans.
Well, I don't know why he doesn't. Why?
No, because he's generally low key with his, you know, with his being a fanatic. He's not like everybody else.
Are you talking about the same guy I was talking about earlier?
Yeah. He's generally.
Oh, bro, come on, man. Nah, he's bad, dude. He's bad. I've been.
No,
he's bad,
is. He's
bro.
A fanatic. He is bad, but
He's bad.
No,
same
I mean.
Shit for a week. Come on now. I'm like this. I'm like,
No.
But
I've had my interactions with him, and it doesn't get to a point where I'm calling him out his name, you know, because he doesn't come at you like that.
Right.
You know, it's respectful. It's these other Knicks fans, or you're an idiot if you like Melo. No, I saw what they did to Melo. They had him playing with bums.
True.
You know.
Sure. Nah, but this I can't rock with that guy, because I don't even want to respond to dude, because I know I might slip up and say something fucked up. I already know that. I can't. All I can do is just look at that shit for 5 minutes. That's all I can do. You know, and try to make sense of it. He's bad, dude.
He's a fanatic, though. But he's not. Well, he is who he is. But he's not going to sit there and say, you know, you stupid, or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't do
that. Nah, well, that's a good
thing. So he doesn't bother me like the other fans who, you know, you end up tearing him a new one.
Basically. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Oh, man, I tell you. Well,
but
I think, gentlemen, I'm going to have to tap out, but I'm going to leave y'all, you know what I'm saying? And it's been a true pleasure. I appreciate
Go myself.
Huh?
I got to roll
man.
Out myself.
All right, gentlemen. But it's been real. Thanks for calling in, rolling. And, of course, my man, Mr. Marshall from Owensboro, Kentucky?
Owensboro.
Owensboro, I knew that was 102. Sorry about that. You know, thanks for calling in, guys.
All right.
I appreciate that. And also, apologies for the comedy bit of George Burns and with his wife. Gracie, I think.
Good night, Gracie.
Yeah, that. Thank you. That's what it was, Gracie. Yeah, Gracie
like
and George Burns.
George Burns.
yeah, I'm telling you, man. Oh my God, man. It's like they
King
be strangling me. They be strangling me,
man.
Yes, yo, they be
dying,
dude. They be strangling me, kid. You don't know, man. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like this guy, man. You know? The wife isn't bad at all. She's cool. You know what I'm saying? I could do. But, oh my
dude,
Lord.
Though, I'm just kind of shaking my head at some of the stupid shit he says. But
exactly, I'd be like, okay, you know, like I said, the wife is a bit more, you know, laid back. You know, saying so she, I could deal with her, but my God,
<Mm-mm>.
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
There you go, exactly, brother.
Oh,
but I'm like
rolling, man.
Oh my Lord, I'm telling you, man.
Laughing my ass, bro. I'm like,
yo, you'd be like, what the freak is going on here? You know, it's, oh my God. But like I said, I'm going to get out of here. But thanks for calling in, showing the support. I appreciate you guys. You know what I'm saying? It's a good night. And you know, we'll check you. Matt, you doing a show tomorrow? Because I don't know if I'll be available or not.
I'm going to see. I'm going to see.
Okay. Okay, brother. All right, guys. So I'm going to say peace out. And y'all have a wonderful rest of the evening. And we'll check out later.
Peace. Brown's going to take us out.
Peace out.
Yeah. 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 Yo, my man Max 611's mind's like a weapon. Big brother R, off the revolvers and R. New York, we walk the walk and we talk the talk. Got some serious sports fans who bark from the heart. Sophisticated talk for your modern day fan. Your number one resource for your fantasy draft. The illest sports show, all you cats got to know. Already we the greatest, imitators got to go. We in the paint, someone joining the debate. We came to shake the stage to the heroes out of space. Where opinions are expressed with rugged intellect. Put it down to represent for the team you love the best. The Knicks, the Giants, the Yankees, the Mets, the Johnnies, the Orangemen, the Huskies, the Jets. And yes, the Islanders, the Devils, and Rangers. When the East is in the house, oh my God, danger.
We in the paint, come and join in the debate. We came to start the combo that'll keep you up to date. Yeah, we in the paint, got the game on smash. Put the whole sports world on blast. We in the paint, getting hot, cause we turning up a notch on the streets with the real sports talk. We in the paint, meet me at Centerfield tonight. Keep it real, nothing sweet, nothing nice. We in the paint.
In the paint, the realest show in sports. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. The call-in number is 347-426-3634. Starring Mark Cunningham as Max 611 and Rodney Jones as Big Brother R.